The end of Parshas Vayera has, of course, one of the most famous stories in all of Chumash, that of the Akedas Yitzchak, in which Hashem asks Avram to take his son Yitzchak and offer him as a korban on Har HaMoriah. The Torah describes that Avram, of course, says, Hineni, he's ready to go. He gets up early in the morning. He gathers all of his things. He takes his two lads, two Na'arim, with him. And then when they get to the place that Hashem shows him, Vayomer Avram el Na'arav, Shvulachem Polo Machamor. He says to the two lads that are with him, the two Na'arim, you stay here together with his donkey, Vaniva Nar Ne'elcho Adko, and I and my son Yitzchak, we're going to keep going. V'nishtachaveh v'nashuva aleichem. And we'll bow down, we'll pray, serve Hashem v'nishtachaveh over there. Literally, we'll bow down, we'll prostrate ourselves, and then we'll return to you. So it first points out a number of things. Number one, this is the demarcation between the B'nai Avram and the B'nai Noach. At this point, you have to stay here. Only the B'nai Avram have the ability to say Hineni, to do that which is incomprehensible to the human mind. I don't understand what you're asking of me, but I'm going to do it anyway. This is the demarcation point in which Avram and his son continue forward, leaving them behind. But he says, what is it that Avram says he's going to do? He says, I'm going to go v'hishtachava, I'm going to bow down. That wasn't part of the plan. Hashem didn't ask that of him. That's not his plan. His plan is, as he's loading up wood and a knife and everything that he needs for a korban, it's so obvious that the plan is to bring an offering. You don't need a pile of wood and a knife in order to bow down. So why does he use the word, that's all I'm going to do. We're going to Ishtachav, I'm going to come back to you. So it first says brilliantly, this one word of Lihishtachaveh, that's what we're going to do, is in his language, demolishes, he says, one of the great claims, false claims against Judaism, which he says, the bloodthirsty, the way that he, again, using his language, that people claim against, of ignorance, claim, and they ascribe a bloodthirsty cult of offerings, misunderstanding what the idea of a korban is. They say it's a bloodthirsty cult of offerings, and they drag the Jewish temple and the Jewish conception of Hashem himself into the dust, and they babble on about the narrow-mindedness of our forefathers who imagine that God finds joy in the smoking blood of an expiring animal and we somehow find atonement. People complain and say, of course, that's total narishkeit. That's not at all what it is. In this one word, Avram has demolished that false impression of what a korban is when he says what we're going to do is to prostrate ourselves, to bow down. Says the first, it's not the animal that Avram says his intention is in bringing. It's he himself that he's offering. Avram's own life, his forces, his eyes, his breast, his hand, his foot, his whole living self, does he lay symbolically by the animal on the altar of Hashem? Himself does he throw completely down before God, before his offerings? Only a Bilam says, when Bilam says to Balak, we're going to build altars and you're going to bring offerings, he says, Hityatzev al olasecha. Stand next to the korban you're bringing. That's the symbolism of this idea of somehow if I bring a gift to a deity, it will somehow magically make the deity do what I want him to do. That's not a Jewish concept. Hityatzev, to stand by your korban, that's what the non-Jews, that's what those think, that somehow you'll appease him with some blood offering. The concept is to be somech shtei yadav al korban. You put both of your hands, you strengthen them on the korban, because it's he himself, what the Jew says, I am giving my whole being to live a life dedicated to you, Hashem. That's what the korban is. So when Avram says we're going, that's what he means. We're going lehishtachaveh. We're going to prostrate ourselves. That's what this concept is. But first, very quickly, says a very similar thing on the concept of the word emuna. He says, Emunah, this, he says this in last week's parsha, Vayamin ve'amin b'Hashem, when Avram believed in Hashem. He says that's often mistranslated as belief. He says one word has killed the entire concept. Belief. Emunah's belief. It's not a mental concept. Emunah, he says, in the exact same language that he uses over here, Emunah is taking the whole formation of your life, your whole culture, your whole education, your whole direction of your being, and giving yourself up entirely to Hashem, living your life as plastic material to be molded by Hashem, to refer yourself, to allow yourself to live in a certain way. Emunah is not belief. You sit in your chair and you believe certain things. Emunah is living a life of direction and purpose dedicated to Hashem. As you find, an omein is a craftsman. Vaya amein is to raise somebody. Emunah, if you're sitting in your chair and say you have emunah, that's not emunah, he says. It's living one's life. That's the idea of a korban. It's not just I brought an animal and somehow that helps me. It's a symbolic gesture of I give myself over to live in a certain way. And he uses the same idea in both those concepts of what the idea of emunah is, what the idea of a korban is, as we'll see him discuss many more times throughout his writings.